welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today I am doing this show from a truly unusual location. I am in the Tram Club, which is in the bottom of a tram building at Snowbird, Utah. And from the Tram Club, you actually see the gigantic wheels that operate the Snowbird tram that takes up 100 people on each up and down that it does. I am in a lounge. It's called the Tram Club. I am being wonderfully looked after by both Jessica and Nicole, who work here. And it's really kind of cool. So this week, the show is being done, as it has been lately, via Skype from Utah, where I've been spending the winter. The topic this week is inspired to some degree by this week's column, which is called The Greatest Soap Opera and Serial Drama of Them All. Now, what do you think that might be, given that my show is called A Dad's Point of View? You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to BruceSalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a wonderful drop-down menu with all sorts of great things that you can see and do and watch. Speaking of which, you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're at about 5,100 likes, and we have a Google Plus community also called Dad Chat. Today's guests are our fearsome threesome, Cheryl and Harley LeBon for some political talk, Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for therapy talk. She's due to have her own baby pretty soon, so it's a wonderful treat that she still joins us on the show, and I'm very grateful. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Goes to School Abroad. Funny, and I hope you enjoy it. It's our 126th comic strip. Tonight at Dad Chat, we are taking on low T and talking about the reality of testosterone in men with Dr. John LaPuma, who's the author of a book about how to take care of testosterone naturally. It's called Refuel. And we're also going to be giving away two copies of that book to lucky winners. And it's not luck. You have to earn the giveaways at Dad Chat. So we ask a question, whoever gets the right answer first wins, and there will be two giveaways of John LaPuma, Dr. John LaPuma's book, Refuel, tonight. Every Thursday we have a Dad Chat from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time, and that's actually 7 to 8 p.m. whatever time I'm in Utah, so it's not quite the same. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Spring Powder. Well, given that I am spending the winter in Park City, Utah, what do you think that's about? I might also add that yesterday I had the joy of skiing glorious powder at Alta, which is in Little Cottonwood Canyon, which is about 45 minutes away from where we are in Park City. And I had the express pleasure of skiing with my good friend Luke DeLong and a pro by the name of Evan Schwartz. This is a shout out to Evan, who has become a good friend. He's an unbelievable athlete and skier. And if you look on my website, you can find Evan Schwartz Soars. And I have a new video that will be coming out soon that we took yesterday at Alta, in which he did cliff jumping. Yes, cliff jumping. That's what it's like when you're only 24. When you're my age, you do cliff filming. I did cliff filming. I stayed on the ground for the most part, except when I fell. Then I might have flipped over a little bit. Anyway, if you're ready, Richard, let's have a dad's point of view life lesson.
You got to action to wait the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View, one-on-one time. How much one-on-one time do you spend with your kids? I mean separately, if you have more than one. Is your time with your kids always as a family? I suggest that alone time with your kids is extremely important. Some things your kids just don't want to talk about in front of the other parent or their siblings. Plus, you will enjoy that alone one-on-one time. Even better is traveling with just one kid. It becomes a very special memory. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at BruceSalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
That was another one of our 52 life lessons. I've recorded them ahead of time, obviously, and we'd rotate them. And often I find it remarkable how whatever that life lesson is on a given week, which is arbitrary, Richard, my producer, just plays them in order and we repeat it, how it happens to relate to something going on in my life or what I'm going to talk about, which is not necessarily the case this week. The topic for me is the greatest soap opera and serial drama of them all. I had a 25-year career in showbiz, and I made television primarily, television movies when they used to make them. I also did a bunch of series that never went anywhere, but I had some fun, and I really enjoyed the process. A lot of big stars I came across. One of my TV series starred a young man by the name of Ben Affleck, who was unknown at the time. In that same series was a very, very sexy young girl by the name of Denise Richards, who went on to infamy, so to speak. I had my share of incredible encounters from people like Audrey Hepburn to Cary Grant to William Holden to my favorite encounter, which was on the MGM Grand, when I got to sit down with Frank Capra, the great director of It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and so many others. And I just got to talk movies with the great Frank Capra, no longer with us, for about an hour and a half. And that was the flight on which Audrey Hepburn was there, William Holden and Stephanie Powers, Richard Harris. But to me, Frank Capra was like unbelievable. He made some of the greatest movies I've ever seen. It was a pleasure and a joy to spend some time with him. The reason I bring up show business is that for a long time, I just tended to look at everything that I saw in life, whether it was my own experience or things I observed, sort of through the lens of, would this make a good movie? Is this a good story? And then I became a dad at age 40, and then a dad again at age 43. So I have two boys. And the drama of raising the boys has been, in my opinion, the most intense, exciting, happy, and tragic ongoing serial drama that I've ever experienced. Of course, it's not a TV show or a book series, but as far as cliffhangers, suspense, what's going to happen, holding my interest, never knowing what's next. And in the case of having more than one kid, you think the one kid is doing good and the other kid might be a problem, and boom, it switches. So for me, the greatest soap opera and serial drama of them all has been being a dad. And to a lesser degree, being a husband, now for the second time. As most men will attest, women are not especially easy to understand. And that's why I write a blog series called Men Versus Women. And I love to write it because I believe it's not only truthful, but it's incredibly politically incorrect. And I love being politically incorrect. So it just struck me one day as I was going through a crisis at the moment with my older son that now seems to be okay, but what will be next, who knows, that this was another one of those cliffhangers. And I was on the edge of my seat wondering how was this particular event or episode going to turn out. And it was challenging, to say the least. And my older son has really given me his more than his share of challenges. And I would assert that very, very few parents do not have challenging times with their kids or with their spouse, or if they're divorced, with dating and the reentry into their kids' lives of a new adult. So it is highly dramatic, and I wrote this column about it. I don't imagine my guests today are going to have a great deal to say, so I'm really eager to hear what Pastor Drew will have to say, Dr. Jennifer Weberman, and Cheryl and Harley Laban, who, of course, we usually talk about politics, and there's so much going on in the world that I always am very, very eager to speak with her about politics. I think it's time for a break. My producer is supposed to give me text messages telling me, and he just seems to ignore me. I think he's busy eating or something. But I'm going to assume it's time for a break. So stay tuned. We have, God willing, if all's well, Harley, Cheryl, and Laban with us next. So here we go.